Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reach.
Bringing Douglas River gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of bitches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of bitches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, while it's for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see these girls, I'm throwing fists to corner. Corners losing it, I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through the rainstorm, flashing covers, chopping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked bridges, no protections, how the fuck? We be living, yeah, it's not so deep, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Turn to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas River gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River gold, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. Twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be joining us very shortly. And, Angel will be here whenever the fuck he gets here. Apparently. So, I say we just do what we normally do. Track him, track. Now, let's see what to start with. I say Big Hoodoo, Detroit Murders.
Did you see what was in that alley?
What?
No, right behind the dumpster.
What is it?
Two dead bodies. Both of them cooked.
Whoa. Police tried to determine how two people died after their bodies were discovered badly burned early this morning. As the crime rate soars, the Detroit police are already up to their neck in unsolved murder.
The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us. Don't trust nobody from Detroit murderers. The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us. You can lose your life in Detroit murderers. The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us. It's the murder mitten, bitch, Detroit murderers. The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us. Now everybody say it, Detroit murderers. Let me take you deep into the hood where I stay. On 7 Mile West Side, right around the way. It's Detroit murderers, that's where the awesome Dre. I represent it till these haters take my life away. I'm from the city where you die if you caught slipping. Hollow tips leave you laying on the ground twitching. I'm a henchman born and raised to murder opposition. 2-3-1 trace, better say your grace before your fam is missing. I'm from the city where they all say we can't make it. Jailless hoes rob you after sex and leave you naked. I'm from where respect is earned and you can't take it. We beat niggas to death if they try and fake it. Motown homie, the original one and only. Tony Downs, YBI's, Earl Flynn's and Sconey. Killer Coney's, carjackers, armed petty thefts, random acts of violence and a lot of drug related deaths. The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us. Don't trust nobody from Detroit murderers.
talk about it, bitch, I'll fucking kill you. It's murder mitten, motherfuckers, suckers, we don't feel you. Wicked shit, watch me spit it with my eyes closed. I'm sick with this, like sniffing ice, I'll leave your mind froze. I'm from the ghetto, inside the ghetto, where if the police hit the lights, we say fuck them and mash the gas kettle. Drive-bys, homicides, happen on the daily. A car on fire, you in the trunk, if you try to play me. Shout the Southwest and all of my East Siders. We got crack houses banging, pulling all-nighters. Bad bitches, hella snitches, and the feds watching. Drug kingpins, dope fiends, and niggas plotting. Crooked cops that'll kill you if you stop paying. A simple dice game turns in the Glock spraying. The city where the news will show you shit that'll make you Earl. And also home of the most hated label in the world.
The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us. Don't trust nobody from Detroit, murderers. The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us.
You can lose your life in
Detroit, murderers. The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us.
It's the murder bitten bitch.
Detroit, murderers. The illest city in the world, I know you heard of us.
Now everybody say it.
Detroit, murderers.
Show me something new.
I'm telling you, baby.
Don't move, don't turn around. Give me your fucking purse and your keys, or I will fucking kill you.
It's ours now, come on.
Go, go.
I'll always remain loyal to you, as long as I'm in your possession.
Real Wolf, underground shit. I guess I'm up first, right? I'm around first? Let me hit this blunt right quick. I'm the sickest motherfucker on this earth. That a fucking transvestite dog or blue smurf. Bizarre smack a bitch quick. Then give her ass a lick while she take a shit. Fuck you serious. Fuck your rag. Take it in your ass. Just like a fag. All my fans is crazy. They love it. That's why I say fuck it. And smack you in public. I'm rugged.
Yeah, you know me well. The guards said that they owe me hell. I'm the outlaw Josie Wells. I make a nigga feel spiritual like holy tales from the Bible. Wrote Exodus and then in hell. No one knows you, so if I kill you, who'd I tell? Half pistol whiny nigga, that's a fucking fail. Life without purpose, that's a fucking jail. Lost cause when I spit it, it's fucking hell.
Master Badan for lesbians. Satanic majesty's equestrian. On the black sea, stampeded pedestrians. Stupid thought will shall be the whole of the law. I get my dick sucked by a nun with the soul of a whore. Superstitious like a gypsy cast in a death spell. Exhale chemtrails. Strangle you with your own entrails. 40 day of July innocence was converted. Ill Bill born on the same day Billy the Kid was murdered.
Killer be killed, so watch out for the villainy dill. I'm slinging rap, swinging bats like I'm in Little League still. Sipping cocaine off a coin with Kennedy's grill. Call from a joint while I'm crushing my enemy's will. I'm the homicidal Hercules. Doggy, I'm an urban myth. I swerve the whip and get my dick sucked while I'm on work release. I give these rappers bad advice and a nervous twist. Penetrate and innovate a renegade, I murder shit.
I'm a real wolf. I'm a real wolf.
I ain't racist just cause I split your head to the white meat. No. The missing link, Yeti, Sasquatch, yeah, I might be.
This shit real.
Distribute guns in a kid's meal. Open the box, hold the clock, bust a shot through the windshield. The manifestation of evil, stay alive and breathe. And I'm Satan's fitness trainer, exercising demons. Respect the shooter, I'll find the bastard. Hell, my loaded pistol is a fire hazard.
My dick stays hard in graveyards. You pray hard as I make love to Adolf Hitler. Clark has called me a nigger as I lick his honest chest. I can see his head Nazis when I get retarded. Why cause I'm fucking your leader rolling his ass. Speak to him in Hebrew, fuck the Fuhrer until he's back dead again. Tell the Aryans I'm burying my head right in his belly. And it's scary cause I'm licking his mustache.
Son of a killer, Mr. fucking grimy. SAS 22nd Regiment Limey. Born in the bar with my eyes wide open. Inspired by debacle since I came out the fallopian. We don't fuck around, got permits to carry. Have the but it walks around like dirty fucking Harry. Don't play my town, cause we will fucking bury you. Carry you to a farm, cut off your arms, shoot up by animals.
Your mark, get set, ready to go. Green light, check the flag, time to get that dough. And hey yo, in the underworld, I'm half wolf and half lichen. Swing the Excalibur, barbaric Viking.
Vicodin, marijuana, cocaine, the Grateful Dead. Average rappers keep nabbing, be sure to make it bad. When they battle, they fatality, take your head. Then write a rhyme with your blood, the page painted red.
I'm a real wolf.
King of Castle Grayskull, my gray matter's powerful as Greyhawk. I'm Zartan before he went to Greystoke. My brain's broke, slang dope, and when I speak, my slang's dope. You suck, fuck, your whole album is a gay joke. Rap's lethal, spit a 16 at you and paint the ceiling with your brains like the Sistine Chapel. I'm the cardinal of carnage, the poisonous priest. Don't bother praying to your God, there's no avoiding this beast.
You ain't about that life, you a bastard, I won't attack. I'm the type to grab a knife when I'm stabbing you with it backwards. My back slapping whack-ass nine rappers, snatch the breath. I'd even pass it an asthma without a gas mask. I lay hash, a heinous sicker slash murderer. I'm burning these legacy killers, putting more metal in niggas than robotic mechanisms. Kill his woman and brag about it in prison.
Rambo knife, show you what bloody is. You call it a dead cop, I call it a bloody pig. You sick your hands, knife money, you's a funny kid. You next to get molly wop like your buddy did. The Ruger Blackhawk, stick it in the dunny rib. Throw him in the fucking bathroom like Sonny did. The biggest shoe in your career like 100 kids. The AR-15 blew up like 100 wigs.
Grim Reaper to Ariel Castro, Adam Lanza, James Holmes, flame on. No, it ain't wrong when I'm gonna have them plans for cancer. Then land ya in the hands of Tans Panthers. Damned with antlers that ram your man Pampers. Scrams the answer. No evil understands your grandeur. In like you were three times the word lambda. I'll be the damper on a clans fam's camper. Necromancer drinking vodka and Fanta with Fanta.
Legs are being worn to death by the sewer rat. I move erratically
to make them work for the meal. I dislocate my shoulders, I tip out just like banana peel. I'm close to drowning again, 10 minutes to count me to them. Is my record, so I'm feeling like I'm ahead. And points was a few from the rats, but it's all good. Let's believe that your boy will be back to walk the neighborhood. An old time waterlogged and pulled and bitten. They be like, I can't believe that he did it. Gangsters, but some real gangsters fed my legs into a hood chipper. But the blades got caught in my bones, cause I woke up screaming and noticed that my right foot and leg was gone. My eye popped out of socket and dangling on the cheek. They must have strangled me to sleep, cause I'm unable to speak. I must have screamed just the side of my head, cause they still think that I'm dead. They using the shovel to scrape away clumps of the red from out the chipper to pry my legs out, so they can chop me up manually, bag me up and throw me out. No sweat, give me a week and a roll of some duct tape and a shovel to dig the rest of my body up, and I'm straight.
Your pocket. pocket while they read your fortune. The smoking mirrors here will increase distortion, like feedback to wires on police informants. Beside your freaks and their weak performance, got me heated like witches brewing a steaming cauldron. And the weed I'm torching with all the store the light smoke, it keeps me balanced riding unicycles on a tightrope. Might go psycho when blocks exploded, till heads pop like a jack in the box was open. Riding for mine to myself block and closing, charged for playing bumper cars with cops patrolling. Going ape shit inside stainless iron cages, flashing out when they try and train us like lion tamers. Dying famous should come as no surprise that most of y'all won't survive this roller coaster ride.
Somebody dies like driving 105 with the sun in your eyes. And everybody wants a ticket to ride to this party. Anybody that's wishing to die like Chris Farley. You can sip the white china and drink till you're retarded and lost somewhere over the rainbow like Judy Garland. And Lucy's in the sky with diamonds and Janet Joplin and John Bonham are choking or humming while fans is watching. This is where the cowboys and old dirty bastards sought happiness profound a cold early casket. All you party monsters to kick ass like Bruce Lee, join the piece to crash the Animal House like John Belushi.
Time to break, time to do more than speak. Gotta go get it.
make shit happen, whether it's in rapping or a different path. Wanna have a big smile, then share a laugh with the right girl. That is my world, but I guess I'm sorta daydreaming, sometimes fiending for some true love, but that holds me back. It's a straight fact, I know my weakness, but I always keep it. I'm too vulnerable, they make me fool, and I got to pull away like Velcro, screaming and no! Gotta care about myself, gotta care about my health, gotta care about my wealth, gotta mark my path, and if you're true, you'll last, if you're true, you'll last. Gotta care about myself, gotta care about my health, gotta care about my wealth, gotta mark my path, and if you're true, you'll last, if you're true, you'll last. I'm struggling for sanity, avoiding too much vanity, avoiding an ego, being an asshole, at least I hope so, never ever was, no matter what one does to me, it's plain to see. I'm too fucking caring, worries overbearing, I'm not doing it, I just get sick, maybe it's a relief, my care's too deep, maybe they will see when I do me, it's just on me, if I can even hold on that long, stick to this song, my future, I prefer this with a great her, whenever that occurs, though, sooner I prefer, gotta care about myself, gotta care about my health, gotta care about my wealth, gotta walk my path, and if you're true, you'll last.
We back. Let's see here. Up next. What they give you, motherfuckers. I said Boondocks. Family Tree.
Intoxication filled with the medication, sedation, powder made from Haitians, put me in this fucking situation. My lungs are cold and feeling like they exploded. I'm loaded, loaded all down, I'm giving you this invitation to come and visit me, come into my mind and sit a minute, join the spirit, take the time to unwind. And you'll find the DNA ain't falling far from the tree. Come from a long line of the murderous kind, so don't be fucking with me. You wanna check the history, just pull the newspaper clippings and find the trailer where it happened. I bet the blood is still dripping and I'm sipping on kerosene, and it's just to make me enable to let the world know that my family is more than a fable. And I might be the black sheep for the secrets that I'm telling. More than half my bloodline is laying dead or a felon, and I ain't telling no lies. My last name is the curse, I'm hoping that I survive. Yeah, just to finish this verse, I see the hearse. Way back, I remember my father's expression. When the telephone ring at 3 a.m., you didn't have to stop and question, cause we knew that dark cloud was hanging just like a noose. The only thing on our mind was death, and who did it choose? The time my cousin ate a bullet and my other cousin followed. When they sister heard the news, that's when the train on God swallowed. See, my first closed casket just before I could talk, and I almost met the same fate just before I could walk. I lost my aunt to a pistol whip
with a husband on the other end. 9 years old and I noticed a trend. So many friends dead and buried, many coffins been carried on a first name basis with too many cemeteries. And I'm wary of my own fate, scared for the kin to me. Cursed like the Von Erich, something like the Kennedy. Say a prayer for me if you're down on the knee, and pray to God that you ain't branches on my dying family tree.
You feel the bad vibe calling, I might could dial it back. Motherfucker rapper talking about I want my style back. Punk's ice grilling me, I smile back. I relax, hired for my prior stats. Why attack, fire back.
Tiger's flat footing it, pure fuckery, I am back. People think this shit's a result of me smoking fire crack. Fade to black, street basin in the back of a ratty shack. Killer city
chemistry on the struggle for constant energy. My aura's looking more like the color of what a killer's beat. Killer beat, nothing to fornicate with a killer beat. The pain and path, the remedy for whatever is killing me.
Philistines lurking in silhouette, get the guillotine.
Stomping out your day, man, then we come in to kill a dream.
Snap away,
activate,
all civilians evacuate.
Back away,
pack a nine.
Sacrifices we had to make,
trap of time.
Apex predator about to gravitate, back to shine.
Fall out of place, I'ma put them back in line.
Back inside of my lane,
fraternizing with fame.
I shoot it rapid fire, your brain.
We mastermind in the game.
And we're back. Up next, Corporate Avengers. The Bible is bullshit.
In the history of the human race, of all the inspirations for the separation of man from his true tribal culture, of all the inspirations for acts of violence from one man onto another, from one nation onto another, from one oppressor onto the oppressed, there is no more guilty party and inspiration than those books known as the Holy Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita to spread separation of man.
Written by men, they cause war. Now follow it. Why you wanna act like me? Rap like me, I'm the best MC out of Zombie City. Only fuck with the good trees, please get off my C's. Make the chop bang, put you to your knees. The mind of Voorhees, call me Kane Hodder. Been chillin' in hell, so who's hotter? I slaughter the mic and leave the crowd in a bloodbath. Having the right to kill, just show me out the map. Pass rap shit, I'll bust your ass brick. You need your practice, your flows are useless. You hoes get your dicks, you make me so sick. I hate your whole clique, you fag, you say bitch. Alone the clip, put your body in my whip. Your dick to the crib without a witness. The sickness inside me is uncurable. I feel like an animal digging in your skull.
Lady, babies are dying, I'm holding on crying. I'm hoping that
up. Why you acting loco? You acting like I don't got your chick in a chokehold. No understand the facts. If I don't get the cash, I'm gonna blow her brains out and make them go flat. I need money real fast, it's the best way. I need to murder motherfuckers in the worst way. They call me crazy for what I do, man. Abducting children, abandoned buildings is where I keep on bodies pumping. You smell something, it's time to be dumping. These bodies, they're rotten. I visit their corpses often. I don't give a fuck if the parent can't find them. I just line them up, then I find them. Gotta be like this and they're dying. 16 kids in the lake, they won't find them.
Hey there, babies are dying. I'm holding on crying. I'm hoping that
influence the youth in the movement. Living through this is only eluding the inevitable. Stupid, I'm the illest to do it. You ill or killing and prove it. You dealing with a guerrilla villain on a mission exclusive. Hey there, another body in the back. She clap cats like track me. Infrared, I'm like acne. Only a matter of minutes to diminish my last piece. I blew his face back, let his head crack like ass cheeks. Two blocks and a switchblade. I displayed murderers made him in a sick way. I'm sick, man, sick gray with a sick brain. This ain't the only human pull a pistol on sensei. Every arrogant action on me, bitch. I beat quick, made more than one man seasick. I speak to it, this is a demon that breathes sick. The only reason that you see in the peak of this eclipse, motherfucker.
Hey there, babies are dying. I'm holding on crying. I'm hoping that.
Through this shit without a problem, cause no matter what the problem, dog, I'm packing a gun to solve them. Now my victims might not make it, cause if somebody has to go, they believe it's gonna be you that's turning blue and dying slow. Oh no, this hoe ain't gonna be making it through the night. When I rap her husband's steaming the vest around her neck, and then the light goes out. And then you hear her fucking shouting, trash and twitch, because the bitch is getting killed without a doubt. So when the lights come on, you might see some fun the red. And hook a shit, but don't be mad if you look up and see her head. They'll do the wall and fucking roll with many others just like hers. It's not so bad because it's right when we're in a street like this. Because besides, if somebody has to kill in order to keep the cops. So you don't want the death to go to waste. I wanna make sure that it's enjoyed. So I'm doing it, keeping busy, murdering people in the night. There ain't nobody safe for some of them around, but I felt the fright.
Hey there, babies are dying. I'm holding on crying. I'm hoping that
coming back every time, and I can feel it getting stronger.
poor, but I live no longer. Choking myself out, I'm having visions, it's all over, but it's not. And I wake up every time, and I'm still haunted in my mind. Lips are cut, you can hear a whispering.
If you live in a haunted house, you can leave it. If you hear ghost stories, choose not to believe it. My dilemma's deeper, try to perceive it. My head is haunted, can you conceive it? I'm screaming at random, shit is terrifying. Right, left, out of the blue, I start crying. I saw an exorcist, but he quit the case. I bit off his chicken and spit it in his face.
Nobody's praying for me. I need more sanity. Gripping my handle, gun drawn to the pavement, leading me to the sea. Destruction, tornadoes in front of me. This shit's rapidly taking the planes out of the sky. Goddamn, this shit's sweet and seeing bases blowing up in tanks. Don't stand a chance, man. The wind's gonna throw them up. Come on, y'all, this your last chance. Everybody stop the panic. Motherfucker, I'm starting to dance.
I'm just giving commands. Hightown fans up with the crowd. I'm sending bolts of lightning down from the sky. Electrifying the piss. I'm the one that made you punch that dude up in the mug. Straight drop to the floor. Got up, started showing the slug. He got the age of the sky. Yellow killer, what up? We form thugs. Yeah, some that was breeding some birds. The others teach the merc. And we can murder a beat by now. It ain't nothing, motherfucker. We at the point where the hook's not needed. When we rip with a joint, we know the fucking post gonna eat it. The critics gonna need it. Ha, cause if the money ain't there, man, I ain't even gonna nibble, little bitch, damn. So I'm on my grind now, why would I be spitting if I didn't want to be rich, dog? Think of that kid. I was skinny, but never feel like a fat kid. Adding up percentages on my gigs and the bids that I did. Dog, my mind's in the trip, so redefine what this is. Come on, I feel like I'm in the Matrix. Oh, by the way, I'm back to blowing lines every day anyway. Then I can fly away from the neighborhood. Confined in, dog, in my blinded with a dough. Motherfucker, I'm gon' find it. These bills keep causing me and my wife to fight shit. Huh. My life feels like it's out of sight, out of control. I'm searching for the devil cause he got my soul. And shit's about to unfold. I start killing motherfuckers for the gold. Where would I be without my own personality? I gotta say, nobody but me. Got half of these dudes that was hating, hitting me up on the daily, saying, dog, I was playing, G. What were you playing with, bitch? I ain't playing with this motherfucker. I be playing with some tits, cashing more checks than the government is. No more thugs than you could ever trick. Shut your mouth if you're hating on me. Let me hear you say again, man, I ain't underground anymore, you'll see. This bitch tried to diss me, so I went to her house and I stabbed her in the neck. And then I burned that bitch down, man. Hit her on the woods, watched her fucking scream. Homie, my eyes felt so good, so did my pride felt hood. Stole a damn ride, dipped off like what's good. I don't care what it is, don't bring drama to a doorstep of a kid that you don't know. Haven't seen me for an instance. Well, if you have a fucking conscience, go and handle business. I'm here though, most don't wanna see this. They rather see me poor with no money like them. But when you're doing big boy things, you gotta have big boy dreams stored deep. I'm doing me, whether or not it's what you like to see. Motherfucker, suck a dick if you don't like me.
Yeah, that's what's up, Reject. Let me let him know. If you ain't already know, you better Google me or ask G's or something. I smack G's for frontin' with Max D's is nothing. I do this shit on a daily, early newspaper delivery. Wickedly, viciously spitting, you heard me? On your knees, cunt, none of y'all are worthy. I spit blood like I got scurvy. Plenty bitches around that are dirty and curvy to serve me. So every last hater doesn't fucking concern me. I'm a warrior wandering on a journey. And anyone attempting destruction is ending up on a gurney. Surely, I'll be a monster purely. Find me at a show, bumming smokes all high. Surly, act girly, and get it like a bitch right in the face. A hot lead money shot. How does it taste? It's time to get all of you whack faggot rappers erased and make way for the real cats to have what it takes. Mad Max up in the place with Reject. Peep your TV set. We may be what you see next. Hightown, hostile, that's what we rap. Murder mass, motherfucker, show some respect. We stress shit that you don't even know about. Shows and recording the only times I'm ever going out. We stay smoking out, hide in a space station. Stay blazing, A-maze and headies that are A-graded. I'm staying faded like a petroglyph. You wanna match, homie, get your piff. I ain't patient. Oh yeah, real quick, since I ain't jaded, I'm a motherfucking juggalo for life. I ain't afraid to say it. If you want raisins, I got two scoops. But if you a ninja, then I'll be giving you
two whoops.
I ain't got two poops, that means I don't give two shits. So move, bitch, Max is ruthless like the Red Sox, get it? Hating, get deaded. I don't know a single rule in the book, cause I never read it. Anybody thinking they stand a chance, it better forget it. Got a lyrical black card, unlimited credit. I never ran from a fight, and I sure ain't gonna start today. I give a fuck if a game's hard to play. I'm elite with the lyricism. All of y'all are newbie as fuck. I got a fan that's a dime. Fuck a groupie, a slut. Staying kooky and nuts, and I ain't changing. Christ in a spaceship isn't capable of saving him. Listen to the lyrics in the song, homie. Take it in. It's hostile, motherfucker. Never letting the haters win. Yeah, that's right, bitch. Hostile figures back in the booth once again. I know y'all thought we was gone, but we was just in the background watching you little bitches. And now we formulating our moves and making our plans. And soon enough, we gonna hop out on your motherfucking ass with a cloak and a dagger. And that's gonna be it. Yeah, that's right. Getting burly on the track. Ah! Hightown, motherfucker. Panic Pro. Murder Mass.
You learn fast.
I'm no cherry, honey. It's just that you're so damn big.
Well, I should have known, you fucking nympho bitch.
Please be gentle. Oh, bastard. Oh, you prick! Ah!
bitch, a special bitch. I need a bitch who pussy poppin' booty switch. I need a bitch, Palacio. On the freeway with my pedal to the flow. I need a bitch, La Cherry Pie. I need a bitch like this, we still need an eye. I need a bitch, an alcoholic. I need a bitch, puking, bent over my toilet. A bitchy bitch, bitch about nothing. I need a bitch to jism in her belly button. I need a bitch, a prostitute. She fucks my homies, and we can split the loot. I need my cherry pie.
Don't quit. Came back in the Benz. Money don't make me happy, you believe it, so I pretend. Any man living like me, I commend. The situation I'm in is better than the pen. The pen is powerful, the voice is a weapon, the brain is a machine. You know if you've been gifted, you've been cursed, but it could be worse. Lost contact with those who loved me first. I can't find my place, but I diligently search. Don't grunt, don't groan, but it definitely hurts. Came to find out prayer definitely works. Too worried about the world, not concerned with the earth. And I don't know where I'm going, but I do know where I've been. Came so far, came so hard. The journey makes you smart, and I've learned so much since then. I got pain, hydrocodone, don't work on. Percocet won't touch it, Oxycontin can't budget. The pain of dealing with the dirt that I've done. Mama's in trauma, crying over their sons. The good girl that I turned bad, I think about where they at. I was wrong for that, I repent for my sins. But I'm so far gone, I can't remember them all.
Can y'all?
Talking to my oldest, I made her put it on the pinky. Never let anyone separate you from Kiki. Y'all sisters, you gon' need each other. When I'm gone, you'll still see me and each other. Stick with one another. The world is a bit overwhelming. You need all the help you can get. Someday, you'll be one another's bridesmaids, sitting on the porch, watching y'all kids play.
I don't know.
Wife so tolerant, talk about heaven sent. Took her through some places that she should have never been. Put her through some things she never should have went through. She done did a lot for me that she didn't have to argue. But a lot of times I do it out of love, cause you don't stand a chance here if you're not tough. She gullible, I find that lovable, cause gullibility for me was over in my teens. She my motivation. They say behind every good man, if you look, you'll find a good woman. Where does she go right there with the prom queen face and the Pantene hair? She believes in the dreams that a lot of women laughed off. Knows when to keep on, knows when to back off. So hard that she gotta be soft. I got a beautiful lady and she make beautiful babies. And
I don't know where I'm going, but I do.
We're back. Give me a minute. Take a piss. But, let's see. I think we're going to get back to play a little bit of Hell Yeah. And then we'll continue with whatever we get. Until Ghetto calls in.
So, let's see here.
Ah, look, Ghetto G's actually called in. What's good, Ghetto?
What's going on, you motherfuckers?
Fucking MVP actually said something funny for once tonight.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
He was talking about how, like, if he was calling, you know, an NYPD, you know, to arrest everybody in the building, that everybody in the building would be flatter in my way service as ass.
Well.
Tommy Dreamer, man, he just needs to retire.
Yeah, so let's just say that Wildin' Out episode was whack.
I believe it.
All that hype for Tech N9ne to be on there, and Tech N9ne didn't even do anything.
I believe it.
He said like one funny thing.
Well, according to Angel, Tech killed it.
Killed what? They didn't even allow him to rap. Until the end, you know, performing a song for a few seconds.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I didn't
like,
even bother watching. Yeah, I didn't
Nick
even bother watching it.
Nick Cannon dissed Tech N9ne, and then Tech N9ne sent some stupid, corny line back, and that was it. That was it for Tech N9ne right there. And then, of course, they were doing impressions, and the person that they gave him to guess was Lil Wayne. Like, really?
Because
the person had to, you know, be that person for him to guess, and that's who that was. He had to guess Lil Wayne, which was absolutely ridiculous. the dude just did that stupid little laugh and shit, and then text like, "Man, I visited you up in Rikers."
So then that's a good thing I didn't bother watching it.
You really didn't miss anything.
I believe it then. I
except
definitely
the
believe
fact,
it.
Except for the fact that Tech N9ne was actually on MTV. That was it.
Yeah,
and then Calico was at the end, you know, performing. And then for some reason he brought MERS there too.
The fuck would they think of bringing MERS with him? What the fuck is MERS gonna do?
He was in the Wild Style battle. He said one thing.
I lost.
He's like, "How you gonna?" He said something. He's like, "How you gonna diss me when your earrings are made of glass?"
The fuck?
Because the dude was wearing cheap ass earrings.
Oh, wow. So, how would you feel about, you know, owning a autographed title belt that was autographed by Andre the Giant?
I don't.
No, I'm saying, how would you like to own one? Because somebody up on eBay is selling one for $5,999.
Yeah, let me get $5,000 and buy this title belt. Because that's what I would do with $5,000.
Oh, man. I don't even know, like, why the fuck? Well, if you really want an actual title belt, you can buy the Hulk Hogan one from 1985.
All right, look, I won't even spend more than $35 to $45 for some wrestling action figures on eBay. What makes you think I want to waste $5,000 on a title belt on eBay?
I don't know, man.
I was in a war on that fucking eBay shit, man, trying to win some AJ Lee ones. But I only got so much money. And then this asshole comes along and just fucking outbids me, then I outbid him, then I outbid me. What? God damn it. What, fuck you, have it. I'm done.
Man, that's why I don't even bother bidding. If I see something that's actually worth fucking buying.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, man. I don't bid on shit either, but, like, this was a good deal. Dude wanted $14.99 starting bid for three of them, which is a pretty fucking good deal since they want $35 to $20 a piece for them. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to bid on this shit. So I bid a penny. So it was at $15 for like a day or two. And then all of a sudden these people, you know, were in, they needed to find these toys too.
Wow, a penny?
Yeah, I bid a penny because nobody else was bidding on it. So, you know, hold that, you know. Save me money.
Yeah, I guess that definitely worked out.
But no, man. And people, you know, I thought people had these damn things by now. You know, it's been out for years.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, people had to rein in on my parade.
Oh, here's a here's one you could probably, if you had $45, you could get. It's WWE Mattel, Kelly Kelly, AJ Lee, and Caitlin all together for $45.
Is that a buy now thing?
$45 or a best offer. So yeah, it's definitely a buy now.
Are you sure? Does it say buy now on it?
Yeah, buy now, add to cart, make offer.
Oh yeah, and how much is it? $45.
Yep. Plus free shipping.
Send me that link, I'm about to check that out.
There you go.
Because there's only select people I'm trying to get, and it's a real fucking bitch to find them.
Yeah, man, what did you think of that link that I sent you with the fucking Amish attacking each other with fucking hair?
Hair? I didn't even read that shit. I just thought that was that story where people went around cutting Amish people's beards or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was, but it was Amish doing it to other Amish people.
I don't fucking know, man. They need to shave anyway.
I'm just like, wait, why are they in court and arrested for trying to cut each other's hands off?
I have no idea. Guess it's a crime.
Yeah, apparently it falls under hate crime.
A hate crime? How is that a hate crime?
I don't know.
So if I cut some white dude's beard off, that would be a hate crime.
Probably.
What the fuck? Where's dipshit at?
He's up in the room.
Dipshit!
Wait, because it's right here. The defense has said that there was insufficient evidence linking mullet into the hair cutting.
Mullet?
Yeah, this dude's name, mullet.
Oh. Well, that's why he's shaving and cutting people's beards off and shit. His name is mullet.
This is funny. Got fucking Amish people attacking Amish people with board scissors.
So when are you going to go to Taiwan with your no fun friend Ducky?
I ain't going no motherfucking Taiwan.
I swear that girl was no fun.
Why is that?
Anybody else can chime in on a stupid conversation but her.
That was just... Yeah, I ain't going over fucking Taiwan. I'd probably get kidnapped by the motherfucking terrorist group that they have down there.
They'd be like, Buddha! However they talk over there.
Man, they probably wish they'd call me Buddha.
Man, they probably kidnap you. Like you were like an Ewok or something.
So true. But then, you know, I could just offer them angel.
Ain't gonna take him.
But how about the fact? How about the fact I watched Broken Skull Ranch?
Oh yeah, how was that?
It's actually pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you had a few hot ass chicks looking deltas of motherfucking going through competitions, and you had like this one ugly black bitch.
Of course.
Yeah, no, man, it's definitely a good show, man. You should check it out.
Yeah, someday.
And it's on demand, free.
Yeah. So anybody watch The Leprechaun yet?
Not yet.
Since it went straight to on demand.
Yeah, I haven't even checked it out yet.
Now, even though I have on demand, I don't feel like paying for it.
Well, when they say on demand, don't that mean like all the other movies shit too?
I don't know.
On demand and digital.
Let's find out. Leprechaun. Origin HD. I don't give a fuck about HD. Alright. Yeah, nope, it's okay, it's on something called Epics. Oh wait, that's the motherfuckers, they put it up the wrong one. Man, they put the very first one, but they put it as 2014.
Well, that's not the right one.
Dumbasses. Yep, nope. It's, you gotta pay $8 for that shit.
$8?
Yep.
Man, you probably find it in a red box. Fuck out of here, $8.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Let's try views.co.
Man, I really don't think it's gonna be on there, man.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's for bootleg movies.
Hey, you know, someone could have bootlegged it.
How?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it was that one. Yeah, you're right, it wasn't even in theaters.
That's what I'm saying. Straight the fucking on the mat.
Oh. You go to Amazon, see how much they want for the, how much they actually want for it. Man, I'm typing it. Nothing was even typing. Assholes. Leprechaun Origins. Man, it's funny how it's.
Yeah,
not
right
even
here, man. $6.99 to watch it on demand for Comcast.
Yeah, well, for AT&T, $8.
We got a dollar cheaper. That's still a lot of money, though, to watch from fucking movies.
Hell yeah. Well, that explains why it's that much good than fucking HD. And that's all they're offering for that one, is HD.
Yeah, that explains it. They got Oculus on here, too, but that's $6. And if it's as bad as people say it is, I don't want to pay $6. You know what I'm
hell nah. I mean, fuck. I found it on Amazon for instant video for $6.99 to $14.99. And if you want the fucking Blu-ray, it's $21.24. And DVD, it's $16. Well, I might as well say $17. Hey, look. They've got Casino Evil 2 up for pre-order already.
When does that come out?
October 21st.
Oh.
So, I mean, nah, should be interesting. Madison Rain with your titties. And Taryn Terrell, holy shit, nice pussy. And I'm just waiting for it. The angel just said BRB. I'm waiting for it. I back.
Not the mom.
But so what should we play, man?
Think we should play that new Busta B Ghetto G track.
I mean the No Peace, No Justice thing?
Yeah, that song.
Yeah, we played that last one too.
The fuck? Is there a show?
Yeah.
Is there a show last night? I don't even remember.
Yeah, but there was a show last night. You called it late as fuck. Like always.
Well, how you gonna play that fucking song, man? How you gonna fucking find it? How you even know it's there?
Man, I was scrolling down and I saw it up on the fumble. I was like, hey, let's play it.
Oh. Well, damn.
So here we go, Kettle G, Buster B. No justice, no peace.
Here, take the remote.
Also.
Men, what the hell do you want to watch?
I know,
more about
right?
Gel code.
When the fourth round will...
You want to watch
don't you
movie?
Call in the...
Sure.
You want to watch cartoon?
Yeah.
More importantly, he knew what he was talking about.
Whatever the hell that is.
Well, doesn't it look good already? Okay.
Jumbo Scampi. For
wanna
limited...
Go to Red Lobster?
All man,
price
pick
price
something.
You...
How the hell am I supposed to...
What the fuck?
You know what, man? Let's just see what's going on in the world.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the air, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots.
Damn.
Instantly, hundreds gathered, angered and saddened by what they call a complete overreaction by the officer. Now a family is demanding answers.
I gotta say something.
Justice, there won't be peace. Let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Regardless of skin color, if you're human, you're my brother. We go through enough shit dealing with each other. Now we got people hiding behind the mask like a coward. Play with the power of love, overcome the love of power. Your badges are a prop, you're all human like me. Who cares if you're a cop? Let's lock you up and throw away the key. Taking men with them goodbye, leaving families left to cry. When you see them blue and red, it's the devil in disguise. They claim to fight for peace, wanna win the war on drugs. But it seems like the police are the world's biggest thugs. When a cop goes down to duty, they make it a big deal. But all I hear is excuses when it's a cop that kills. You're leaving families suffer while you get suspended with pay. Supposedly by example, so what does your action portray? Let's see where that ass gets you when it's time to meet your creator. It's okay, cause karma comes around.
Sooner or later. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Everyone listen up, I'ma say this. You going up 911, it's just useless. They treat us like a gang, got no love for a cop. All this abuse of power, when will it stop? Cops have no honor, they don't follow no code. Beating up innocent women on the road. They got no remorse, killing our pets for no reason. Be getting away with murder, committing treason. Taking away our friends, where's the justice in that? Karma's a bitch pig, yeah, tit for tat. This is America, we exercise our rights. But officers beating homosexuals ain't alright. Aren't you to help? Aren't you here to enforce the law? Your mouth speaks lies, take your tongue like Mary Shaw. Can't stand the corrupt government or police. The struggle will never end, there will never be peace.
If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. It takes no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go on.
And we're back.
Yay, we're back.
And TNA has a new fucking banner up on their shop there for $9.99.
You son of a bitch.
and
what might that be?
Rebel.
No, no shit.
Yeah. Hey, remember, you can get it for $9.99.
Man, I was waiting for them to fucking make a Rebel something.
But even better, man, fucking, they got a Knockouts banner bundle where you get up, where you can select up to 5 banners for only $29.99.
Man, the last time I did that, I got 3 for $15.
Well, now you get 5 for $29.99.
Man, a problem. Man, you gotta understand, those things are big as fuck.
Let's see here. They gave you Brooke Tessmacher, Brooke Tessmacher 2.0, Brooke Tessmacher Moulin Rouge, Christy Hemme, Hemme Powered, Gail Kim.
Yeah, I know. I got the Mickey James one. I got the Velvet Sky one. I got the Miss Tessmacher one.
You got the Knockout Moulin Rouge, which is like all Knockouts all together.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's like all those. And then, of course, you got the Beautiful People together.
Yeah, I don't know. That one's all right. But that Rebel one, though, man, how's that look?
Fucking amazing. It's her on her knees. And I'm fucking in a bikini.
It's her on her knees. Nice.
Yeah, like from like her fucking hip down to her fucking thigh or down to like her fucking knee. It says like it's painted like rebellion.
They should just make a banner of her ass.
Let's see. She's also in high heels.
Damn.
So definitely worth the buy for $9.99.
Yeah, watch that happen, but like then they'll have a sale like they always do.
Well, they do have a sale going on.
And what's that?
See here. Back to school special, 75% off posters and 8x10. 50% off all DVDs, 25% off all T-shirts, 10% off action figures, plus for every shirt ordered, we ship 2 additional small T-shirt tees for your kids.
The fuck?
What the fuck happens if I ain't got no kids?
Yeah, really?
Shit, that fuck works. It. I'll give it to my cousin's kids. They don't even watch wrestling, but fuck it.
That can work too.
Rebel Spirit. Let's see what this is. Ah, fuck no. Why the fuck they still got shit for fucking Matt Morgan? That bitch is gone. Faggot.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, man. There, fucking. Why does he gotta open up like that?
I don't fucking know.
Hell yeah, dude. That banner is pretty fucking sweet.
Hell yeah. Here you go, Ghetto Ben. You can get yourself the Earl Hebner Damn Right I Did T-shirt. They get 2 extras
no.
For you. For your kids.
I don't want 2 extra for my kids.
And they could all be referees.
Yeah.
Actually, I just might end up getting Maybe when I get paid for it, I actually just might end up getting me this shirt. It's the fucking shirt for Bram. It says the Dark Side on the front, and on the back it says like his name.
Ooh.
Okay, that, or I go with Eric Young, Angry Beard.
There you go. Since you have a beard and everything.
Well, I did.
When the fuck was that?
My shit keeps growing back like a fucking son of a bitch. But here we go. I found the perfect t-shirt just for Angel. It's a Samuel Shaw t-shirt. It says, Creepy Bastard.
There you go.
No, but yeah, get that shit for Chris.
Yeah. For real.
It was definitely one creepy motherfucker.
Yeah. So I get five banners for $30. That'd be pretty fucking sweet. But, you know, I have nowhere to put them. I'll hang them up like flags outside or something.
There we go, man. Fucking Samoa Joe t-shirt. Let's see, it says...
What does it do? Has it got a picture of you on it?
Nah, man, it's on the front, Submission Machine. On the back, JGKY. It gets all quiet the minute I say JGKY. In case you wonder what the last thing was, Joe's gonna kill you. Fine, we'll get you a Willow t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that.
Or you can get yourself a Gunner t-shirt.
No, man, I'm not interested in this deal anymore. Rebel is not included. Batteries not included.
Really? Batteries not included? Really?
You ever see that movie?
Which one? Fucking American Pie?
No, batteries not included.
I think I've seen that like a couple times back in my past.
Yeah, it's an old movie.
That's
some bullshit, though, man. I don't want five banners if I can't get fucking Rebel. What the hell?
Damn it, when are they going to put Team 3D up in here for a new shirt? Man, see that? Yep. I clicked on fucking D-Von and it gives me the fucking aces and eights.
So who won that match?
I don't know. I missed that one.
What the hell were you doing?
Didn't really care too much to see Hardys versus D-Von. The Hardys versus the Hardys.
The Hardys versus the Hard.
But the Hardys versus Team 3D versus the Wolves, I didn't bother watching because there were parts that I missed. So I decided to go back, especially the knockouts match that I missed.
They got free shipping yet? Probably
free shipping
on.
Where?
On TNA.
Ah, no.
What the hell? My last name is not Kung.
What the fuck?
That's what my phone wants to correct it as.
How's it going, Ghetto Kung?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Why the fuck is he trying to give you Kong as your name?
That's my spell check.
Yeah, did you check out those action figures I sent your way too?
No, I was too wrapped up in this banner.
More than likely, once you get that banner, you probably will be wrapped up in it.
Yeah, may as well use it as a fucking blanket.
Exactly, there you go. You could actually sleep with fucking Rebel.
Even though, you know, it's not very warm.
And who cares? You still get to sleep with, with Rebel.
It's true. God damn, $6 shipping.
Man, is that the same price as WWE's shipping?
No, theirs is $7.99 or some shit.
Oh, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, but this damn thing is only $10.
There we go. Triple X.
Oh, they don't include handling anymore. Otherwise, it'd been more. Yeah, it's
Gonna
have to wait. Maybe next time. Maybe they'll have a sale or something.
Well, I'm definitely going with this fucking Gunner t-shirt, though.
Well, you may as well get the bundle going on, then.
Yeah, because, it says modern-day Gunner, like on the front.
Wait,
like,
why does it say that? I thought it was modern-day Viking.
No, I think that would be more for Bram than fucking that dude.
No, dude, that's what they used to call Gunner.
Well, yeah, that's what they used to call him, but they don't call him that no more. Shut up,
Jimmy
J,
man. There's that dude, man. He must have a lot of fun, yo.
But he probably does.
He's in the back, you know, running through all the toys and all the merchandise and shit.
There you
like
go,
that
man.
One, the one video, he knocked all the fucking toys over.
Oh man, if you want to, man, you get yourself a Mr. Anderson T-shirt bundle.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Well, one of the t-shirts has got like a big ass microphone on it. So you're pretty much dressed as a fucking microphone.
Yeah. No, the other shirt that he has is better. The, what's that? Pro Wrestling's Real, You're Fake, or some shit.
I think. Might be. Well, I know on this one, I guess, on the back, stop, fuck. I think it's funny how the picture they use of him is him with a black eye. But on the back of it, it says Pro Wrestling is Real.
Oh. Maybe that's not the shirt, then. Maybe they no longer have it.
They probably do. Mr. Anderson!
So if they were having a sale on 8x10s, why don't they have a Rebel 8x10?
There we go. Yeah, they still have it, man. People are... Let's see. Pro Wrestling is Real. On the back, people are fake.
There you go. See? That's probably the best one he has.
And the best thing is, they even have it him up in there with Aces and Ace.
Of course. Yeah, let me buy these Robbie Eagle asses. Fuck out of here. Hey, look, you can get a Sting picture for 50 cents. Well, I take that back. $6.50.
Hey, there you go. Actually, man, this shirt actually looks a little bit better than the original they have for the People of Faith one.
Dixieland T-shirt.
Yeah, man, because on this one, like, you know, like I said, the front on it says Pro Wrestling is Real, and then on the back, it's a microphone in the form of a skull in it, and right underneath it says, people are fake.
And while you're at it, pick up a Hulk Hogan weight belt.
And then, well, I might as well visit Dixieland.
Yeah.
And what the fuck happened to Chris Sabin? He got his ass kicked and he died.
I don't know.
Unless Kurt Angle decided to fire his ass. Or he probably got injured again.
That's all anybody does. Yeah, that's what they said happened to Ryback, too. They said he's injured.
Here we go, fucking, the fuck? Yeah, here we go, fucking, Saban left TNA.
Just like Ryback left.
Yeah, quote unquote injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's injured, all right, from doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, now you just have, Curtis Axel losing to Adam Rose.
There you go, man. You get yourself a Kurt Angle cyborg bundle.
No, I'm good on that.
Oh, does it come
you
with? It comes
suck.
With, yeah, here we go. Comes with a Kurt Angle cyborg t-shirt, a pair of Kurt Angle American sunglasses, and a Kurt Angle medallion.
Does this shirt really say, what would beer do? Oh, worldwide beer drinker. Okay. I just thought it was something.
Must be looking at fucking James Storm.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering why you had that t-shirt on, because it wasn't making any sense. See, look, there's that Mickey James banner right there. $4.
Hell yeah.
Man, they still have this Jeff Jarrett guitar fucking on sale. Nobody wants it.
And Jeff Jarrett's been gone for so long now.
So what shall we listen to now?
Hold on, I'm looking at a fucking shirt from James Storm. It says, I drink beer with your mom while your dad watches.
What the fuck? That's interesting. See, why can't WWE have funny t-shirts like it?
Yeah, seriously. WWE, you're failing the merchandise to TNA. But yet,
yeah,
TNA,
how you feel about that?
Well, what's funny is TNA fails at wrestling while WWE beats them. But what the fuck is up with that shit? TNA. Shitty ass, you know. I mean, yeah, they got some good matches sometimes. But they have better merchandise. WWE's been around so long with good matches, but they have terrible merchandise.
Yeah.
But, I think we'll go with some potluck. Stoner bitch.
Breaking up we do is when we breaking up the weed. And please believe so damn sexy how she passed the blood. My stoner bitch is like a dream to me, she be so fine. I gotta make this little fly stoner bitch all mine.
I need a stoner bitch. I need a stoner bitch. I need a stoner bitch.
I need a stoner bitch.
Stoner bitch.
Some men that want a girl who got a nice face, big ass titties and a slim ass waist. Some men that want a girl who they know can cook and clean, take care of the kids and hook a steak up in between. Some men that want a girl who can be a freaking band, suck a good dick and put their legs behind their head. But me, I want a stoner bitch who always got a blunt, the type of girl who let us smoke with skills and rolling up. I got a stoner bitch, she's the queen of the green. She licks my nutsack like she licks a blunt paper clean. Always stoned at the pad of a roller's rolling green. Fat airtight joint, she's a roller machine. She's a queen, and I'm a cottonmouth king. And we fiends for the green and the sex in between. The hits and the disses, life bouncing all crazy. We high in the sheets, fucking stone picking daisies. It's amazing, and this is no fabrication, daddy. Yes, I got the finest stoner bitch in the nation. And I'll put that on something like my motherfucking life. To that do us part, she's my blood smoking wife.
She was probably one of the best hoes, if not the best hoe I ever had. What she would do is like little shit that I like done, having my joint rolled and ready.
Yeah, rolling ready, packed and loaded, now it's time to smoke. And talk about my stoner bitch, cause man, she ain't no joke. Let's get it straight, don't let her ever hear you call her bitch. It's like the lights go on and off, a rattle to a switch. I got a fine lady, loves to blaze and sip some wine and lay up on the couch with me when it's getting close to game time. My stoner lady bad as fuck, and yeah, she likes to fuck. Like Sammy loves it when I'm digging deep inside her guts. No macaroni and cheese, please, she'll hit the store. If we out of weed, then she's out the door to make a score. She be the love of my life, I know she's down to ride. My stoner baby, maybe someday be my stoner wife.
I need a stoner bitch.
Some men that want a girl who got a nice face, big ass titties and a slim ass waist. Some men that want a girl who they know can cook and clean, take care of the kids and hook a steak up in between. Some men that want a girl who can be a freaking band, suck a good dick and put their legs behind their head. But me, I want a stoner bitch who always got a blunt, the type of girl who let us smoke with skills and roll it up.
I need a stoner bitch. I need a stoner bitch.
My stoner bitch got ass and days of munchies make a dick. She helped me grow my plants and she knows a couple tricks. The type of bitch you never snitch, you quick to lot of split. The type of bitch you taking trips to help me sell my shit. My girl, she got a green thumb and run my greenhouse. She picking up my pound and she driving down south. Your girl is kind of bougie, no more smoking with your spouse. She got you watching over while you cuddle on this couch. But me, I'm saying fuck a bitch unless she wanna smoke. Tell a couple funny jokes while she takes another toke. Some girls will take a cherry stem and tie with their tongue. My girl will roll another blunt and smoke it till it's done. Your bitch is in the kitchen with some chicken shaking bake. My bitch, she taking bong hits and love to wake and bake. Cause I'm a stoner, you a stoner, she's a stoner too. And I'm in love with stoner bitches just like you.
I need a stoner bitch.
And we are back. Along with the creepy bastard.
Go fuck yourself, you motherfucker.
Yeah, that's definitely a dope ass shirt, though. But, I should send Gil G a link for the Broken Skull Challenge.
The what challenge?
Broken Skull Challenge. It's one of Stone Cold, it's one of Stone Cold's shows. I guess you could watch,
I'm back.
Man, we've been back. Where the fuck you been at?
He pull a freaking, he pull a main.
That link is not going to work because I'm looking for new and not used.
Oh.
Okay, fool.
Yeah, fool.
What you gonna do, fool?
What the hell was that?
Mr. T.
It was what?
Mr. T, damn.
That was not Mr. T. At all.
Hell
at all.
Nah. You don't know what that was, but it wasn't that Mr. T.
Sure, the shit reminds me of fucking gladiators.
But what does?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely dope. I mean, I feel like half the chicks in the fucking, because they have that shit. That shit looks kind of good. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see half of them make it to, you know, maybe NXT or something like that.
Hey, so how about I found, or I didn't, well, I found, but I didn't buy or anything. I found Battletoads / Double Dragons on the same damn cartridge.
Hell yeah,
like,
bud.
I was like, damn, man. But for $32, nigga, what the fuck?
That's what's up, bud.
First, I'm gonna need a Super Nintendo with that.
Yeah, definitely would.
You can buy an Atari for $30.
Well, that probably doesn't even work.
It has to work. They're fucking selling it.
Yeah, but come on, man. For $30?
Excuse me?
See, stores don't buy things unless they work, Havoc.
They still sell broken shit. It's so
you know, they're
yeah.
not going to buy them off of people to sell them if they're broken.
They will.
What do you mean they will? Maybe in the ghetto. Maybe in all Juggalos chat, but not in these places.
Motherfucking TNA, I'm gonna kill you. Jimmy J, shut the fuck up before I stab you.
Jimmy J, I thought that was Homer.
That's Homer.
Alright, let's start the shit over again.
Landers again.
Boy, oh, that was cold. Oh, but it was all worth it to raise awareness for ALS.
Well, you know, this episode. The natural episode too.
Yeah, I saw this girl posting up, like, this is what I'm gonna be wearing for the ice bucket challenge. What the fuck? This is not a popularity contest, goddammit. This is what I'm gonna be wearing? The fuck?
Shame, what the fuck?
This is for charity. Ain't nobody what you wearing.
I should send this link to Gil G.
Oh, great. Here we go again.
Yeah, at least it ain't me sending them. At least it ain't me sending you links.
Yeah, not this time.
Yeah, no, I'm going to send the same link to Angel, too. Just because of the fact he's such a big fan of John Cena.
Oh, I thought it was because he's a big fan of links.
Nah.
Well,
if you're going to send a link, send it to freaking Kimberly.
I don't even talk to that bitch.
Nobody does.
Exactly.
I didn't hear me. Well,
there you go, Angel. You could be a proud owner of a John Cena. Gonna be spin, logo title spinner belt. And it's a belt you can actually wear on your pants.
I better rock the fucking Joker cards on my belt. Fuck that.
Yeah, speaking of rocking, Ghetto G, I think you need to do a track for the Riddler.
I need to do a track for what?
The Riddler.
I thought I just did a song for the Joker.
Exactly. Why I said you should do one for the Riddler or Two-Face, too.
Maybe the Riddler, not so much Two-Face. I made a song back in the day called Two-Face Bitch. Does that count?
Sure, why not?
That ain't none of my business, but okay.
That ain't nobody's business right there.
There you go, Ghetto Bear. I think you should get do the Insane Brown Bag special from Jason J or whatever the fuck that name is.
Man, I don't want anything on that website except that Rebel banner. That's it.
Well, for a limited time, you'll get one TNA t-shirt, four different TNA DVDs, one action figure, and one TNA banner.
For $19.95.
Yeah, but what the fuck is the chance? I'm going to get the one I want. I'll probably end up with fucking Robbie E or some shit.
And Angel Man, it's $9.99, not $9.95.
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying $9.95? I'll fucking charge you fucking 4 cents
less. Yeah, Vince is not happy with you.
Yeah.
Well, he can join my club.
That is not best for business.
You're fired.
Now, go start working with the Happy Meal.
You get a free wristband with every Happy Meal.
Yes, you do. This is I Love Cena.
It says...
No, that's definitely Kimberly. Fuck that.
It says, I tried so hard, but I couldn't pull off this drum and suplex.
This is fucking nuts.
So did everybody enjoy John Cena doing German suplexes on Raw? Everybody enjoy that?
No, that was bullshit, retarded, and annoying.
That deserves a big yawn.
Yeah, a big yawn. Whenever the Bella Twins were doing that whole fucking skit thing.
Yes, they're stupid.
Man, my sister watches Total Divas, and even she was bored with that.
They just need to have put them in a fucking match already.
I really don't appreciate Nikki Bella calling me fat.
I was okay with it because, you know, she was speaking the truth.
Yeah, I know. That is fucking true.
My question is, how the fuck does she know what the hell we look like through the TV?
Man, everybody on wrestling always calls us fat, even if we ain't fat.
Yes, there's...
Whatever sells.
They love to call the fans fat, because usually most of the arena is fucking fat people.
Yeah, it's true.
But you don't see very many Juggalo signs anymore. Used to see a lot of those.
Yeah, I've been noticing that myself.
Like, I think the last time I heard that there was a bunch of juggalos in the crowd was whenever they came here for Raw.
Yeah, literally with the fucking hoodies, I remember correctly. Yeah, right, with the when they came in with the freaking hoodies.
Whenever I was in the crowd, I was one of the juggalos, and there was a big Hatchet Man sign in front of me. And then he was talking about...
I remember that shit.
What are you talking? I don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody had a freaking Boondocks poster. One episode of Raw, and somebody had some freaking the fucking the Riddler box and as a hoodie.
Man, I don't know. These are way different episodes.
Yeah, seriously.
I got a good memory.
I'm sure there's been several signs, but I'm just saying this specific one. Well, there's a bunch of juggalos in Pittsburgh.
I'm trying to find me those fucking trading cards.
Are you still looking for Ninja Turtle trading cards?
Oh. WWE trading cards.
Man, go to the fucking dollar store.
And they don't sell them at my one.
They don't sell them there, man. They sell them at every fucking dollar store I've seen. Even though I really don't think that they're a dollar.
Hell nah. Dollar stores are never a dollar. What the fuck are you talking about?
I think they're...
Exactly.
I think it's probably like, I don't know, $4 for like four cards or some shit. $5 for four cards or whatever.
Sounds like a fussin' booster pack.
Are we talking Pokemon cards or no?
I'm talking about in general.
I remember I used to buy Pokemon cards. There used to be a store up the street I go to all the time. I buy Pokemon cards.
Ratata. Ratata.
Yeah, man, I found Gil G's favorite wrestler, Gil Kruger.
Who?
Gil Kruger.
I don't like Adam Rose. Speaking of which, I found a Eugene action figure.
What version, though? Bald-headed or with hair?
When he had hair.
He was bald as it was anyway.
When he had the curly hair.
Man, I'm still convinced that was a fucking wig.
Man, I don't fucking know. I'm just saying. I found the retard's action figure.
The retard.
No, the retard was Colin Delaney. That was a retard.
I was like, man, I should buy this. Just buy this.
Yep, Colin Delaney. Now that's a fucking retard.
Colin Delaney. Fuck that.
Yeah, Colin Delaney.
Who?
Colin Delaney.
You can keep saying it. I still don't know.
Yes, seriously.
The one that used to get beat up every fucking week. By everybody. For at least 100 fucking days.
Santino Morello.
He's a white boy. Real skinny, and then he had a few with fucking Tommy Dreamer. Right before he left.
We don't remember him.
What is... I don't know.
What is... Who the fuck is that retard?
What's up with that?
Is that who we're talking about? We're talking about the hurricane? Because if not, that did not fit here.
Hell nah.
Look it up. Call him Delaney.
I don't
Somebody
look,
look this shit up.
Fine.
I don't know who the fuck he is.
Well, this is crazy. Why we don't know who the fuck he is. He was only there from 2007 to 2008. So pretty much a year.
Oh, he was there for a long time.
Yeah, he really was. I don't know, he looks stupid.
looks stupid.
Well, he does. I agree with him there.
Does he look as stupid as Sonata?
No.
Yes, they said we're going to sign back Morrison.
No, he's not coming back.
I like to even feel what Seth Rollins says to me.
No. John Morrison needs to just die and stay dead.
Well, Kirby and Rob Roden, they said he was going to be the next Shawn Michaels, and that turned out bad.
Yeah, until he got his ass beat by R-Truth.
Yeah.
And now they're saying Seth is the new Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Who the fuck saying he's the new Shawn Michaels?
People on the internet.
People on the
internet. Yeah, well, you tell your people on the internet they're fucking retarded.
Yeah, they're probably foreign anyways.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, look how this big Arabic is saying John Cena. It's spelled with J-H-O-N-N and C-E-N.
Can you use it in a sentence?
No, I don't fucking feel like it.
And I found a fucking Maria trading card.
Oh yeah, well I have a Maria Playboy.
And I do too.
So fuck your trading card.
And she needs to come back to WWE.
Yeah, she ain't getting nowhere in Ring of Honor.
Hell no.
She only likes it because she's the only girl.
Oh. The only girl.
Who else is over there?
Ring of Wrestling roster.
See, man, Happy doesn't even know.
Excuse me, a minute I haven't checked the ROH's roster. They don't update their shit like they use how they used to.
They obviously ain't gonna get too far since WWE just signed their biggest star.
They signed two of their biggest stars.
Maria, Mandy Leon, Mischievous, Scarlett Bordeaux.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that Scarlett girl. Yeah, that girl's fine too.
And Vita Scott. They got four chicks there.
But yeah, WWE signed Kevin Steen. So I mean, what else does ROH have?
AJ Styles. Adam
yeah,
Cole.
He joined the Bullet Club.
You got Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal.
Christopher Daniels.
What I think about him, he did a good Macho Man.
Although,
that's my...
although he probably fucked AJ Lee, so props to him on that.
Let's see, they also got, looks like it might be Ezekiel Jackson, but they changed his name to Moose.
Moose.
Yeah, but Daniels, Frank Kazarian.
Did you say Kazarian?
Yeah.
Is he no longer in TNA?
That guy's still alive? Oh.
I thought he was in TNA still.
Yeah, I think his contract was up.
No wonder he got his ass beat every week.
Yeah, here we go. On April 23rd, Daniels announced his departure from TNA, thus solving the team. On May 11th, it was reported that Kazarian had also worked the final dates of his contract with TNA. He left. Or you're still freaking out.
Did your phone catch the angel virus?
It probably did.
What? What happened?
No, but I said was, I think, it looks like Victoria's still freaking out. She had a fucking spider on her arm.
Man, fuck out of here. Fuck spiders, man. What's that? that alley girl, man, she posted up a giant-ass spider that she found in her bathroom.
Damn.
Like, somebody posted, that's a big-ass, whatever, nope, spider. Yeah, fuck that. Kill that sumbitch.
And I told her to pet it.
But there's this weird thing going on every time I'm walking around on the streets out here, man. There's like dead snakes everywhere.
What the fuck?
At least I think that they're snakes because they look like snakes.
You sure they ain't no bull bullshit?
No, it's not bullshit. We don't have bulls.
Bull bullshit.
You don't have bulls.
What about voodoo?
Voodoo, yeah. I mean, that's really why there's dead snakes. Sacrifices, bam.
Are you saying there's somebody fucking with voodoo around here?
It could be. That's what I'm just saying, and you never fucking know.
These people are too stupid around here.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you never know, though. You never fucking know.
Angel, think about it. The only people in his neighborhood or drug dealers and child molesters.
It's true, and then the guy that does shitty tattoos. But he's also a drug dealer.
And what, he's right in the fucking middle? Wow.
But he sells drugs, too, so, you know, he's a drug dealer. He fits in that category.
Well, maybe the fucking drug dealers are doing on voodoo shit. They're fucking now.
Because, like, there's, like, a dead snake at the corner of the street, and then I just found another dead snake ran over some shit at the top of the street over here.
Damn.
Man, the drug dealers are doing voodoo. You never fucking know.
And I swear, it sounds like you're saying voodoo.
Maybe,
voodoo.
Maybe it's the old lesbian that lives across the street.
Maybe it is. She pisses at so many men in the neighborhood.
Well, there is a lot of guys.
Yeah, and half of them are fucking child molesters.
Like, why can't I have, like, some hot chick neighbors or something? I just got a bunch of old people or, like, kids all around her.
I know somebody like Casey's mom has got it going on.
That's like Casey's mom. I signed up to this girl's mom. Well, to her about her mom.
Oh, bud.
Katie's mom has got it going on.
Did she look at you like you're crazy?
Well, she already knew I'm crazy.
At the end of the course, you know, you also got the crazy gingers next door to you.
Yeah, I just recently found out that the guy that used to live here, I thought he was still alive, but he died like months ago. I had no idea. I thought he was just alive, still kind of.
Yeah, like on vacation or something like that.
But he's been dead for months. Who the fuck knew? Nobody saw the body leave or anything?
Yeah, Thursday they killed him.
He's probably over there, man. You don't know, man. That dude's weird.
And I wouldn't doubt it.
Him and the demon child, they probably got the body in the basement.
They probably do.
Where they spend most of their time.
If not there, they're spending time in the hole that they dug in their backyard.
You know, it's still there. They got a fucking jungle growing in it now.
Maybe that's where the body is, in the jungle.
Like, why did they dig this giant-ass hole if they weren't going to fill it back in? What the hell?
I don't know. Maybe they were going to put a pool in there.
They got a pool.
Well, maybe they were going to put the pool inside the hole.
Put the pool inside of the hole. The pool won't fit in the hole. Cool?
Well, then, I don't know. Maybe he's planning on burying his daughter in it.
Shit, I would if I had that fucking kid. I'd be over the hole like, this is Sparta!
By the way, Angel died.
Kick that little bitch in the hole. Where the hell did he go? Why'd he leave?
I don't know. He just died off like his phone. He just hung up.
That's it. He's going in the hole.
Yeah, with the crazy kid.
Buried alive match in the neighbor's yard.
Him versus a demon child. Who wins?
Angel versus the demon child. There you go.
Sell
tickets to the show.
Man, I picture all fucking Angel has to do is just fucking sit on her. She'll be dead.
I don't know, man. She's pretty fucking nuts. She'll
okay,
beat him with a stick.
Fine. Then, I don't know, get him like a top rope and you know, he can jump off the top rope and do a splash on her.
Well, he could just go to the roof. It's not that high.
There you go. Flash! Dead.
Yeah, then he doesn't get back up. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, and then next you hear, lifeguard, help! I'm dead.
But that would be perfect for a buried alive match that's over there. Just this giant asshole that's right there.
Yeah, but the problem is, you gotta fill the entire hole in order to win.
Well, see, that's why it would be interesting. Because there's no, what the hell is the thing? Crane thing to dump it in.
Yeah, seriously.
You have to do it yourself. You know, like how they used to do it. Like whenever was Triple H fucking up that match or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
With the Undertaker and all that.
Yeah.
And you actually had to shovel the dirt in.
And that would take fucking forever with a fucking big hole like that.
It is a rather large hole.
I mean, come on, the minute you start throwing the dirt on somebody, on the person, they start climbing back out of the hole.
Well, not if this is WWE. They'll be laying there for a while.
Oh, Angel would be, because more than likely
smack him in the head with a shovel.
Man, fucking Angel would probably be like a turtle on, probably like a turtle on his fucking shell. Can't get back up.
Dude, his fuck, his head. I can just picture his head going down like a turtle's head.
Oh, bud.
But it's really a bitch to dig a hole in a yard, though.
I believe it.
So I give props to the grave diggers and all them serial killers that kill people.
And an Angel.
Because it's a lot of fucking effort to dig a fucking hole, man.
Hell yeah.
Especially if you're going to do it 6 feet deep, which I didn't yeah. do, but I'm just saying, 6 feet deep is fucking... that would take a while.
Let me guess. The hole that, you know, Demon Child and her father have is probably deeper than 6 feet.
I don't know. It's probably about 6 feet. Maybe. Maybe not even.
No, then it's perfect for a dead body.
There's no body in the hole, though.
So then what happened to the old man that died?
You tell me. You tell me where the old man went.
Maybe they ate them.
It's possible. They could be cannibals.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, shit. You know, you said she's a demon child.
Yeah, like, it goes back to that movie I told you about, Babysitter's Wanted. Yeah, he cooked them up to feed to that fucking bitch.
Exactly.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I probably wouldn't either.
So that's a possibility. Take it to the cops.
Yeah, arrest the demon child. Just, you know, make sure to put a muzzle on her first.
Yeah, the only thing that happens over there whenever people call the cops on them is their dogs get in trouble.
Yeah, but then they don't even do shit about the dogs.
I'm saying, like, they left the dogs out there, and the dogs just kept barking and barking and barking. And then, you know, the cops came over there and shit, and then they gave the dogs shock collars.
Oh, fuck. How's that gonna do?
Well, it shuts the dog up, because every time it goes to bark, it shocks them, which is fucked up, because the people that should be in trouble and being punished are the fucking owners.
Yeah, I agree.
So put the fucking shock collars on them.
So every time they talk, they get shocked.
You know, like Cartman. Shit! You know, every time he swore.
Yeah, I remember that. That was one of the best episodes ever.
But that's what the fucking people should get if they're abusing their animals.
Agreed.
But no, that never happens. It's always the dog's fault.
No, put two collars on them. One could be a shock collar, and the second one could be for, like, a, you know, like, those, like, invisible fences that they have for dogs, you know, where they put the fucking collar on them, and they try to go, like, off the yard, but, you know, but they end up hitting, like, the, invisible.
Yeah.
Put that on them, too, so that way... Each time they try and walk off their property, they walk into a fucking wall.
Well, see, that could work, though, but, like, they don't really go anywhere.
Fuck it. Just give them the shock collars.
Give them one of those, whatever the hell that device was off of Saul, where, what the hell would it do? Shoot into the girl's face or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Like, it's a collar, and then once ever, you know, she goes too far or something, it would shoot into her face.
Yeah, they go through, like, fucking, like, acid or something like that in her face.
Or just give them the reverse bear trap thing.
That could probably work out even better for them.
And then that way, you know, nobody really has to kill them. They kill themselves.
This is true, but then we'll go pass out for work. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Game over.